In 2013, he was the recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award, and he is the number 11 income earner in all of Ambit Energy. He and his wife have done a marvelous job of not only building the business, but creating leaders inside of our company. Please welcome Natural Consultants, Justin and Sherry Title. You there?
Thanks, Bear. Appreciate you kicking off the call tonight and getting everything going for us. And I'm excited to be on the Sunday night business builder call and help everyone get their business going.
Glad to have you with us. I really wish you were on my team, though.
I know. And I've actually got 5 steps to success that I'm going to share with everyone tonight to help you in building your business. When Sherry and I got started in the business, we were consultants just like each and every person on the phone. We were excited about Ambit Energy, the potential of what it could do for our family and our friends, but we had no customers and no consultants. We had a good idea what we needed to do, but we thought it was important that we outline what we thought was going to be 5 critical steps to success to not only get us started in the business, but also teach our new consultants to do the exact same thing. If you've got a pen and paper, I encourage you to take some notes so that you can go over all this information with your team, not only this week, but in the weeks and months ahead as you build your Ambit Energy business. Because these 5 steps to success has taken Sherry and I from being marketing consultants all the way to national consultants, top money earners, and million-dollar earners with Ambit Energy. Number 1 step to success is what Bear talked about earlier. Make a written list of every single person that you know. The unfortunate thing for Bear when he contacted me about Ambit Energy is I'd already been contacted before by somebody else, but Bear did the right thing. He made a list of every single person that he knew, and it was important in this basic but critical step for success. This is ultimately your working capital. When a new consultant gets started in Ambit Energy, they have the opportunity to become financially free, and it starts with a list. And remember, the people you think will be interested in Ambit Energy might not, but the people you think wouldn't be interested, they might be. So it's important that you don't prejudge anyone on your list. Put every single person that you know. Make sure you call them. Because if you don't call somebody on your list, somebody else will. And, you know, it's interesting when you start to look at it, just because somebody says no to you today doesn't mean that that's ultimately going to be a no in the future. Their circumstances change, and your tenure and success in our business changes as well. You don't want to ever let anyone give the opportunity to say, I told you so, by quitting your Ambit Energy business. But it all starts off, number 1, by making a written list. Your written list might start out with 5 or 10 people on it, but you want to grow that list into hundreds or possibly even thousands of people. And the easiest way to start your written list is take your cell phone. I know 10 or 15 years ago, I was like a walking encyclopedia of every single person that I knew's phone number. But now today, there's only 1 or 2 people that I know their phone number off the top of my head. But literally, if I go in my contacts and my phone, I've got well over 2,000 people in there. But it's a great way for you to start your list building with Ambit Energy. Number 2 is you want to contact each and every person on your list. People ask Sherry and I all the time, how do I build my Ambit Energy business? What is my daily method of operation to build it? And it's pretty simple. Your daily method of operation is simple as prospect 1 new person a day and follow up with 1 new person a day. And the easiest way in the beginning to find that 1 new person is somebody on your list. And the easiest way to show that person the business is have them look at your online video presentation with Ambit Energy that goes over the company, the service, the industry, the compensation plan. Now, there's other ways to show people the business, but that's the easiest and fastest way. 99% of everyone can get to a computer, whether it's on their smartphone, their tablet, or their PC. They can watch the presentation online. Now, if they can't watch it online, you can do a small presentation with your sponsor. You can give them a company magazine. There's a DVD inside there. You can bring a lunch in to an evening meeting. There's great conference calls. There's plenty of ways for you to expose 1 person a day and follow up with 1 person a day. And you'll be shocked. There's actually people that will watch the online presentation read the company magazine, and they'll actually sign up without you having to go and answer any of their questions. Now, there's some people that are going to have questions and want to see more information, but remember, you're not in business for yourself or by yourself. There's people that are willing to help you build the business. So don't feel like you have to go at it alone. Find somebody in your upline. It might be your sponsor. It might be your sponsor's sponsor. But there is somebody above you that's a regional, senior, executive, or national that can help you on a conference call, on a three-way call, answer your prospects' questions and get them started in your business. If you know who your sponsor is, that's usually an easy thing for most people to identify. That's the person that brought you into the business. But you might not know who your regional and senior and executive is or your national consultant. So just log into PowerZone. In the top right-hand corner, it says Contact Us. And there's a tab that says Coded Upline, and that'll identify who are the leadership position people above you that have a financial interest to help you and build your business. And those are the people that you should contact to do that three-way call to help and answer questions. And do it in order of chain of command. Reach out to your regional, then your senior, then your executive, and then ultimately your national. Number three, once you've mastered making your written list and you start contacting people, you're going to want to work on your very first promotion to regional consultant. It's that basic 5-2-6 that we talk about in the presentation, gathering five customers, personally sponsoring two, and then developing a team of six consultants. Now, remember, the speed of your group is determined by the speed of the leader, so you want to work on your promotion to regional consultant as soon as possible, but don't necessarily worry about promoting to senior or executive or national. It's mastering the basic building block of regional consultant, and all our promotions are built based upon helping people promote to regional consultant. Now, if you're on the phone here tonight and you're just got started and you're working towards your promotion to regional consultant, that's your task. But if you're already a regional and you're working on your promotion to senior, that's ultimately your task, and then so on and so forth. You're a senior going to executive. It's all built on helping people promote to regional consultant. Number four is about participation. I've heard it said a long time ago that not every single person that comes to the meetings every week or listens to the training calls is successful, but the people that are successful come to the weekly meetings every week and participate in the training calls and all the events that go on. So participation is important. Coach Joe Dean, he's an executive consultant here in Dallas. He says, you know, it's impossible for one dead battery to jumpstart another dead battery. You have to plug in. If you've had a good week, we need you plugged in to energize other people. If you've had a bad week, then you need to plug in to get re-energized. Realize when we're going out and we're talking to people about building our business or gathering a customer, there's always two sales going on. It's you and I trying to explain to them and show them why they want to become a customer or consultant. It's our enthusiasm and knowledge level and excitement that will put them in the business. But remember, there's a reverse sale coming back. It's them telling us why they don't want to be a customer or a consultant. And whoever is stronger in that information exchange is going to be the one that usually wins. And so you want to make sure that you are informed, excited, energetic, and the only way to do that is surround yourself with successful people. And then number five is you have to take pride and ownership in your business. You know, there's some ambient energy consultants that join the business, and within a week or two, they're what we call ambient energy secret agents. They're in the business. They don't tell anyone that they're in the business. And you want to take the complete opposite path to that. You want to make sure that each and every person that you interact with knows that you're an ambient energy consultant. Anyone that gets within 3, 5, 10 feet of you, you want to make sure you can try and talk to them about building your ambient energy business. You know, are you prepared? Do you have a Success From Home magazine with your name and a sticker on it? Do you have some ambient business cards? Do you have flyers? If you've got a vehicle, is it wrapped with ambient energy? You know, are you making sure that each and every person you interact with knows that you're an ambient energy consultant? Because you never know when you're going to meet the next Bear Gordon that's going to go out and become an executive consultant. You're never going to know when you're going to meet the next person that's going to become a senior consultant in your business, helping you towards becoming an executive consultant. but you have to take ownership and pride in your business. Remember, our financial investment's very little, but what your working capital is ultimately the list of people that you write down, but then also what you go and make a contact. You can write a list of 100 people or 1,000 people, but if you don't make contact with those people, nobody has ever called Sherry and I since we've been in Ambient Energy and said, you know what? I think you're an Ambient Energy consultant and we want you to sponsor us. No, it's not happened that way. We've had to go out and talk to people about becoming customers and consultants. Some people have said yes, some people have said no, some people have said maybe, and others we've followed up on and they become a customer or a consultant down the road. But those are the five simple steps that we started out with when we got started in Ambit, and they're the same five steps that we use today to build our business. So as a quick recap, number one, make a written list of everyone you know. Number two is contact them, your daily method of operation, prospect one person a day and follow up with one person a day. Number three, focus on promotion, becoming a regional consultant, the basic building block of success in Ambient Energy. Number four is you have to participate in your local events and conference calls. And I'll take a little sidestep here in participation because Bear mentioned it earlier, but we are literally just weeks away from Ambit's biggest event of the year. Now, I'm sure every single person that's listening to this call tonight is registered for Ambition. But it's what I need you guys to do over the next several weeks is work with your team and make sure they're registered for Ambition. You know, the studies have been done over the years, and it's clinically proven by Ambit. The consultants that go to Ambition, their income increases more after Ambition than consultants that don't. And people ask me all the time, well, all I need to do is just, you know, I'll read the notes of what happens at Ambition and I'll be, you know, prepared just like anyone else that's there. And unfortunately, that's not the case. See, what happens at Ambition, it's twofold. Number one, it's the information that you hear. But number two, it's the relationships that you build. But the other part, the unspoken part, the part that's not numbered, it's the magical feeling that you have inside that you can take from Ambition, go back to your local market, and sponsor consultants like you've never sponsored before and gather customers like you've never gone before. It's something that I see year in and year out. And I know I talk to a bunch of my leaders all the time. We're always preparing towards Ambition to get people registered for Ambition. And we always have the same conversation every year. You know, I wish that this person was here. I wish this person was here. And it's that extra special effort over the next several weeks to get as many people in your team as possible to come to Ambition. And I sometimes think that the farther they have to drive or fly, the better. You know, people, my wife and I live here in Dallas, and Ambition for us is a 10-minute drive. But there's some people that won't drive 10 minutes across town to go to Ambition, yet there's people in New York and New Jersey and Maryland and California and Illinois that'll get on a plane or drive their car for 1,000 miles and stay in a hotel room and spend money on that. And they are so excited about it because it was a commitment for them to come. But getting somebody committed to a long-distance event will help you in building your business. And the last, number five, is ownership and pride. Be proud of your Ambient Energy business. Your business with Ambient Energy can make you financially free, can make your family financially free, can make your kids financially free. But it all starts with what you want to do. Doesn't matter where you are today. It matters what you want to do over the next week, next month, next year, because unfortunately those things will come whether you build your Ambit business or not. Next week, next month, and next year will continue to arrive, but we want you to arrive and become financially free. What I'd like to do right now is have Bear come back on, and if there's anything, Bear, that I can add that you want me to, I'd be happy to help everyone get started or kick started for their week.
Well, thank you for that. As we were talking about Ambition, one of the things that I was thinking about was that we have a lot of consultants on this call right now who have goals to they want to accomplish before Ambition on September 2nd. As a national consultant, what would you tell someone that has a goal to become a regional or senior or executive consultant between now and Ambition 2015? What type of action steps should they take? How should they accelerate the process to have those goals be accomplished before they get to the national conference?
You know, that's a great question. And I see the push every year, and I know, Barry, you see it as well. People are always trying to promote to the next level prior to ambition. And if you've just promoted to senior consultant and you're a hop, skip, and a jump and a long way away from executive consultant, this isn't going to necessarily apply to you. But if you're within 20% of your promotion, like you're almost there, but it's just a few more customers and a few more consultants, I would do double time. Now's the time to work like your hair's on fire. Talk to an extra person. Follow up with an extra person. Help your team sponsor a few more consultants, a few more customers, because the step in a promotion in Ambit Energy is huge. People ask Sharon all the time, well, what does it take to make money in Ambit Energy? And, you know, they always ask, well, how many customers do I have to have and how many consultants do I have to make money? And the easiest way that I can explain our compensation plan is if you're a brand new MC, you can get your money back and make a little bit of money. If you're a regional consultant, you can make hundreds of dollars in Ambit a month. It might be $200, $300, $400, $500, hundreds of dollars. As a senior consultant, you can make thousands of dollars a month. I got some seniors that make $1,000 or $2,000, some that make $3,000 or $4,000, some that even make more, $5,000 or $6,000. Executive consultants have the potential to make tens of thousands of dollars a month. I've got ECs in my group, some that make $10,000 a month, $20,000 a month. And then the top ranking position is national consultant, potential to make hundreds of thousands a month. If you want to move your income to the next level, you've got to work on your promotion. And if you're that close, take advantage of ambition, because I know, I don't know what the promotions are, but historically, they've always offered us a great promotion coming out of ambition. And that promotion is always for people that are attending ambition. They got the best deal as opposed to the people that didn't go to ambition. So definitely be there and definitely work on getting your next promotion.
So the key is to focus on the promotion.
You got to focus on the promotion, especially with the several weeks that we have left.
Now, you mentioned some of the leaders in your organization. I know many of the leaders, Coach Joe Dean particularly, JJ, and many of the others in your organization. And I know that you have an organization that's making a lot of money. How were you able to develop so many leaders in your organization? I know that you worked hard to build your business and for yourself to promote. But how were you able to encourage and to promote others inside of your organization and develop so many leaders?
You know, that's a great question. And people wonder all the time, you know, how do I build my Ambit Energy business? Well, it first starts by you making the decision to go out and gather some customers and sponsors or consultants. But ultimately, you find people in your team that want to build the business as well. And Sharon and I will tell people all the time, you know, we'll crawl with the crawlers, we'll walk with the walkers, and then we'll ultimately run with the runners. And we've had lots of people that have told us, you know, we want to build a big Ambit business and we're going to become financially free and we want to earn a yellow jacket. And after I get the speech from them about them becoming the next Ambit millionaire, never see them again. Don't hear from them. They don't come to meetings, don't plug into conference calls. And we work with the people that want the business like we do. We work with the runners. And sometimes those runners start out as crawlers. They eventually turn into walkers and then they turn into runners, but they have to be doers. We're looking for people that are like you and I and every single person on the call that are willing to take 30 to 45 minutes on their Sunday night. Instead of watching TV, they're dialing in to find out how to become financially free. But we're working with the ones that are working. I heard Steve Thompson say a long time ago, and I still remember it, you know, work with the willing, but don't work with the whining. The people that are willing to do it, work with them. The people that are telling you all the reasons why they can't or they disappear, don't chase them down. You want to work with the ones that are greedy, not needy. And I use the word greedy not in a bad sense, but the hungry ones, not the ones that are looking for a handout and have their hands out and say, you know, please give me a customer or a consultant.
And then I have one more question for you. I know that you didn't build it by yourself. You've got a beautiful wife in Sherry, very powerful, big go-getter herself, I understand. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to see the two of you together. You just really sparkle as a couple. What would would you say to the people who are building this business as a couple, husband and wife teams, that are building the Ambit Energy business, what keys or dynamics would really make it work as a couple when they're building the business?
Yeah, that's a great question. And Sherry is an incredible individual, but she is also a dynamic Ambit business builder. You know, in our family, I've been in the position to be the speaker. You know, I get in front of the room and do the business presentations and do the trainings and the conference calls and speak at Ambition and, you know, other big events. And Sherry does not, but don't think because she doesn't get up and talk in front of people that she can't build the business as effectively as me or probably even better than me. And if you really want to know how to gather customers and sponsor consultants, try and corner my wife for a few minutes and she'll definitely tell you, you know, how to build the business. But, you know, husband and wife team can be dynamic if they're working in sync and in harmony. And that's really what Sherry and I have been able to do over the years. When I first started Ambit Energy, Sherry was working as a paralegal for a big international law firm, and she worked 40, 50, 60 hours a week. And building our Ambit business was time on top of that. You know, she'd come home Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, and we'd go to two meetings a week in the evenings. We'd usually go to a Saturday event or business presentation. We'd end up at somebody's house and one other night a week trying to visit with people. And she was all on board for taking that extra time during the week to build our business, because eventually we got to the point where our business had grown enough that we had to make the decision of, was it better for her to spend 40 or 50 hours a week extra with me building the Ambit Energy business full time? And we made that decision one day where she was able to tell her boss that she didn't really like the law firm, that she had an eye problem and she couldn't see coming back to work anymore. And, you know, we started both working our Ambit Energy business full time. But the power of having a husband and wife team, and whether the wife's the one that gets up in front of the room and the husband is in the background working the business too, that's great. The only challenge in a husband and wife team is when one of the spouses doesn't support the business. They call it in this business the negative spouse syndrome. And that can be a business killer, because there's things that you have to do to become financially free in our business. And it's spending time. And sometimes that time is not normal work time. It's not normal for most people on Sunday nights from 9 to 10, whatever your time. I happen to be in Central Time. The guys of you on the East Coast, you know, it's from 10 to 11. And on the West Coast, it's a little bit earlier. But it's not normal for most people to go and, you know, spend an hour hearing about how to build their business. But it's also not normal for most people to become financially free and make millions of dollars, which we can do here in Ambit Energy. So the abnormal part is wonderful, but it works great when the husband and wife are working together. If they're cohesive in their goals and what they have to do at Ambit Energy, they can be successful beyond their wildest dreams. But if one of those spouses is dragging that other spouse down, it's really hard. And if you have a negative spouse that's pulling you down, what I encourage you to do is continue to build your Ambit business. This didn't happen with Sherry, but I've seen it with other people, because Sherry was 100% on board. But when you start earning money, that other spouse is going to start to pay attention, because you're showing that it works. If you quit, they can always say, see, I told you so, that wasn't going to work. It's kind of like crabs in a bucket, right? The crabs in the bucket, one's trying to get out of the bucket, and the other ones are climbing on its back and pulling it down. You need the crab in the bucket that's trying to push you out, and let's get out and build our business and become financially free. So that's my little tidbit on having a dynamic partnership. And if you've got one, it's great to help you and build your business. But if you have somebody that's pulling you down, that's okay. Just go make money. They'll come support you down the road.
Well, Justin, I appreciate that. I know that you and Sherry have done a phenomenal job in building this business, and you're always encouraging and uplifting to people, including myself. I picked on you a little bit because you told me no, but I'm glad you got into the business. I always knew you were going to be a success, and I'm really proud of you and happy that you've achieved the success that you have. And I want to thank you for the help that you've given me, the words of encouragement, And, you know, always a positive smile when we're together. So I appreciate that as well.
Happy to do it. And I just can't wait for you to get your ugly yellow jacket.
I'm going to make that thing look good. Okay, folks, we want to thank Justin and Sherry for being on the call. If you get to see them at some of the regional events, or if you get to see them at Ambition, they'll definitely be there. You know, give them a handshake and a hug and get your picture with them. You know, Justin's got a pretty decent smile for a selfie, I got to tell you that. We're going to be back on this call again next Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific. You'll be able to hear the replay of this call. Should be up Tuesday, no later than Wednesday, at topambitleaders.com. Again, topambitleaders.com. Now, folks, if you have not registered for the National Conference, get it done. Go to the back office. Go to PowerZone. Get yourself registered for the big event. I'm going to open up the line so that you can say thank you to Justin, and we'll see you next week. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Oh. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks,
Justin. Thanks, Justin. Thanks. Brown Rock, Texas.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6. All callers are muted.
Hey, folks, you know what to do. Let's go get it done. See you next week. Bye-bye.